Last spring, a group of American military lawyers complained that civilian lawyers within the Bush administration were tinkering with long-standing policies. Finally, the uniformed lawyers took their concerns to an independent organization. NPR's Jackie Northam reports.
Long before the first photographs of the prison abuse were made public, a group of senior military lawyers, known as Judge Advocate Generals, or JAGs, made an unsolicited call to the New York City Bar Association. According to one association official, the JAGs were concerned that civilian lawyers in the Pentagon and other parts of the Bush administration were creating a climate of legal ambiguity about how international statutes and treaties should be applied to people held in U.S. detention. At that time, the JAGs gave very few details about their concerns. Miles Fisher, the chairman of the Bar Association's Committee on Military Affairs and Justice, says since that visit last spring, much more information has come out.
We did not know the details, and they didn't give us all the details. These memos that have been leaked since, there's really quite a degree of consistency in the way that the civilian lawyers were advising the powers that be.
The memos, starting from January 2002, looked at new ways to define torture and new ways to interpret the Geneva Convention and other international treaties. Major General John Foo, the Judge Advocate General for the Army from 1999 to 2001, says the JAG Corps takes the laws of war very seriously.
Because we are responsible to ensure their compliance, because if our soldiers in we're capturing foreign countries, if we disregard the provisions of the Geneva Convention and other international protocols, our soldiers can be treated the same way.
Fu says the civilian lawyers working in the military have other priorities when crafting advice and new policies.
They are political appointees. So it depends on the way the commander-in-chief, who of course is the president, and how his administration feels about certain things.
There are two legal groupings in the military. The civilian general counsels serve as chief legal advisors to the secretary of each branch of the military, whereas the JAGs traditionally have oversight of the military justice system. The two departments should work as separate but equal entities. Not so anymore, says Mark Garlasco, a senior military analyst with Human Rights Watch and a former intelligence officer at the Pentagon. Garlasco says the military lawyers are overshadowed by the civilian attorneys and are now reticent about speaking out.
There is a climate of fear right now in a lot of the military community, in parts of the Pentagon. Fear is a powerful motivator, and the Bush administration has made it clear to them that to speak is a violation of your duty, and that it will be dealt with swiftly and severely.
The growing rift between the civilian and military lawyers has been brewing since the September 11th terrorist attacks. The New York Bar Association's Fisher says the first confrontation came over whether prisoner of war status would be given to detainees in Afghanistan.
In that case, that the JAGs were probably at least to some degree heard, and the State Department was heard, and there was a lively debate in Washington within the administration, which involved some degree of compromise.
Fisher says that's the last time the JAGs and civilian lawyers worked together on important policy issues.
We are not aware that that kind of lively debate took place on any other issues. On the other issues involving, and I'm referring here to interrogation standards, as far as we're aware, virtually all of the advice came from the side of the civilian lawyers, and the JAGs apparently felt sidelined on that.
But now, as the memos and by extension the government's stand slowly becomes public, the JAGs may get a bit more say in how the policies are being shaped. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Washington.